What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. I am here, as always, with Mr. Brandon Janu. Catch him on Instagram at Brandon Janu Show. You can also catch me on Instagram at RSAY Senior, RSAYSR. Do us a favor. I know we're not sounding up to beat right now, but y'all do us a big favor. Follow the podcast, share the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit us up on all major platforms. We would really love it. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That'll help our ratings as well. It'll help push us up as we go through this maze of 4 million plus podcasts in this world. So we could use your help a lot. So help us out. We would really appreciate that. And what I'm going to say now is that from now until I can think of, for every review that we get on Apple Podcasts, every review we get, whether good or bad, doesn't matter. We would like the good, but we got it. We understand it ain't always 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? For every person that, I should have been more prepared. I apologize. I don't freaking have one here with me, but, for every person that leaves a review on, Apple iTunes for the podcast, we'll read it, during the show. Also, you will win a free bottle of Retreat CBD, 1,000 milligram bottle of mint flavored Retreat CBD, tincture. So yeah, please go do that. We will really appreciate it. Win your bottle of CBD and, you know, we get to see what y'all think straight up. What's up, brother?
I'm here. Yeah, how you feeling, my brother?
Bro, I'm feeling the same way. I'm here. No doubt about it. I forgot to take my glasses off and everything, but it's all good. We're gonna rock with it this time. We got some bomb ass FMKs. Them shits is gonna be wild.
Yeah, last second, but that shit hit. I was sitting playing the game. I was like, I got the FMKs. Fuck.
No doubt. That was a good one too. Hell yeah. Also, I got a video for y'all. It's very progressive for the show. It's two male lovers. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. So I hope y'all stay tuned until then.
I know I say this shit about to go really wrong really fast. this is so gonna go wrong. I feel it in the reflection.
You already know it.
I feel it in the glass of reflection.
You know it. You already shit about to go.
When he gotta give the speech.
But it is very progressive for the show, so I hope that people will stay tuned until then.
Everybody gets a comeuppance on this show. Everybody gets their comeuppance on this show.
Yeah. That's including me, especially last night with your top 10 greatest podcast that we did last night.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while, and it showed.
Nobody has. But
right on. But since I haven't been responding on the group text and stuff like that, everybody started calling me Hollywood, and then you got motherfucking DC from What the Shit Podcast giving me shit the entire time. You know, that's love right there, yo. You know what I'm saying? So y'all. Once that drops, go check that out on the Brandon Janu Show podcast, man. That shit was, yo, he had me like, damn, he getting me bad. He getting me hard right now.
I didn't say shit.
I could just sit back because you know what? I deserved every bit of that shit, man. I
should usually hit back by now. What's going on?
I had nothing to say, man. And plus, you know, now I am a little bit under the weather, so I probably sound a little bit different to y'all. I don't know. But I just couldn't say anything. It was just like, you know what, man, I deserve it. Yep, damn it. Yeah, I know, because I've been absent. You know what I mean? And it's not that I'm trying to be absent. It's just that, you know, obviously I'm going through a bunch of shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to maintain space from everything and everybody at this moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I understand that shit. You know, I understand that shit. I do it too.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going through one of them bouts right now. So, you know, I'm I'm chugging through it right now. I'm just chugging through it because, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have an obligation to this show. I have this obligation to you. So I'm always going to be here and I'm always going to fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever it takes, you know, if I got COVID, motherfucking, I probably shouldn't have said that. I probably blacked that out because analytics, maybe just from YouTube. I don't know, but yeah, yeah. Anyway, nonetheless, I'm pushing through. I'm trying to get through it all. You know what I mean? It's all different now, and there's just a bunch of thoughts piling up and starting to have a traffic jam in my brain, if you will, starting to bottleneck. So.
Well, you know my option to that. Do your podcast, because that's what you got it for. Because sometimes, you know, you can't say – it's so much shit going on, you can't even, like, put it into, like, a word, kind of. You just got to babble, kind of, in a sense. Sure. And then you kind of be like, okay, that makes sense. Okay, let me go with this now. it's just that. Man, you ain't got to put it out or nothing. Just record it and be like, you know what? If I feel like it, then I'll put it out. But not, I got it. And now I'm kind of clear my thoughts and I kind of got my mind out of that fucked up ass brainstorm / fuck the world mentality. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I totally understand that shit. Sometimes I get on there and just start fucking talking. And I'll be like, I don't think I got a topic. I just want to talk. I ain't even got a topic. I just want to talk.
I forgot which one I heard today. And it was just to you talking about basically your 200th episode. It might have been 199. I don't know. But you said that, you know, you were talking about the issues you were having with it and what to do next, man. I'm right there with you when it comes to that kind of stuff, man. It's like, what do you do? You know, you know, like I said it so many times before, there's 4 million plus podcasts out there. How do you get your voice heard? One, two, whether or not you want to get your voice heard or not, you know what I'm saying? It's therapy for us. And we've said that plenty of times that this podcast shit is therapy. And but it gets to the point where it was like, yo, how many times can I say the same thing over and over again? How many different things can I explore within my own self without it getting boring and redundant? You know, and you've done a good job with that. You know, up to 200 episodes and plus, man. So congratulations on that, man. Word is bond. If I didn't say it last night, I'm saying it now on our shit. So congratulations, 200 plus episodes, we're going to say. That's awesome, yo.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said to you before we started recording, I went to therapy today. You know, it's been a while since I've even actually been in fucking therapy. Like, talk to my therapist. It's been a minute. About 2-3 months. Something like that. Yeah, so... Yeah, and like midway, she asked me like the usual shit. Like, you said you going through it, and she asked me like, you know, are you depressed? And I'm like, nah, it's not depression, and it's not anxiety. And I was trying to find the words, and I was just like, I don't even know what it is. I think I figured it out midway through the even session. Like, you know, I was about to tell her, I think it's loneliness. I think I feel lonely. And that's something that, you know, we've talked about numerous times, but I think that's what keeps me so goddamn off sometimes. It's like, interesting. I think I'm just lonely.
Would you say you're lonely for a partner, like a girlfriend or something to that effect? Or would you say like you're looking for somebody that can connect with you on a different level?
I think all
that
of
happens
it.
To be
think,
that happens to be female. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's all of it, but I think it's also just like, I think I made myself such a lone wolf in my life so much. It's kind of like, I don't think I'm ever gonna. Like, that's why I always say I'm never gonna have it, because I don't think I want it. Because I would have to put time and effort into it, and I'd rather just be by myself and be like, you know what? I'd rather be by myself. Like, I know how to make me tick already. I know what pisses me off. I know what doesn't. I know who the fuck I would choke the shit out of and who the fuck I won't. Like, it's that. It's just like, and I think that's what it is. I think I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, I'm I'm okay with being lonely, but I hate being lonely. It's because we've said this before. You could be in a big ass building with a bunch of fucking people and still be lonely. And that's kind of how I'm starting to realize it. Like, the more I'm starting to, do shit, it's like it's fun and I love it, but I'm lonely.
I get it.
It's just.
You know what helps me when I'm in that situation is obviously being creative. Reaching out to people. You said you haven't done interviews in a while for your podcast, and you're very good at that. Maybe think of somebody you might want to reach out to, or try to fill that space. Basically, I wouldn't want to fill it with something negative, like what I do, alcohol and smoking and shit like that. Because you, for one, it's already too late for you to start smoking, bro. I mean, that's just, let's just keep that shit real. It ain't cool. It ain't cool when you start smoking at almost 30, man. You know what I'm saying? It's cool when you 15.
Takes the edge off.
They're gonna get me on that one.
It takes the edge off.
Yeah, word.
At least I can get a prescription for the shit now.
Yeah, you should, man, and you should give it a shot. For you, I would do indicas. I told you that before. Don't do any sativas because that'll raise your heart rate and get you paranoid. So make sure you do indica. We don't want that. We don't want that for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the only advice I can really give you on the loneliness is, man, just try to fill it. Fill it with something. Because at my age, even though, when I was married, still married, I would get lonely, even though I talked to her every single day, even though she was my wife and we slept together every single night, I still felt lonely. You know what I'm saying? So it happens, and it's so the only advice I can give you is to fill it. But the thing is, no matter what in life, you're always going to feel lonely at times. And we just have to try to balance that and remember those times when we feel lonely. Remember the times when we didn't feel so lonely,
Yeah. And I mean, like,
I'm
last
not
night.
To tell you what to do or nothing, because that's
yeah,
what
like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Last night, like, that's when I don't feel lonely. When it's y'all. Because it's a family feeling. But, like, most of the time, like, I think my therapist was asking me about, like, certain things. She asked me about my brother, and I was like, we don't really talk. Like, what you want? Like, I see my brother when I see my brother, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, outside of my mom, like, that's the only person that live in Houston with me.
Sure.
That's blood. You know what I'm saying? I don't have friends like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it gets, like I said, I made myself a lone wolf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this weekend I had my nieces over here, and that was fun. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I think I'm getting to the point where I'm understanding, like, I'm lonely as shit. I understand? Like, and I think I've been blocking it out because I've been so creative and I've been doing
sure.
so much shit.
Sure.
But when it kind of slows down, you kind of have to now get back to reality. And reality is you ain't really got shit going on outside of what you've done.
Right.
That's why you do it so much. That's why you do podcasts so much because you don't want to feel that way. But I think it's starting to kind of like seek in. Like,
It's time to maybe try some new things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying to stop the podcast. I'm just saying, I don't know, man. Fucking go rock climbing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
like
not
for
gonna
me,
work.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. Yeah.
Once the word
started coming out of my mouth, I was like, no.
Rock climbing at like the zoo or some shit. Like rock climbing at like a park at a park or some shit.
Yeah,
like the rock climbing parks.
That's what I'm
saying.
Hell
like,
yeah.
but physically going rock climb? Fuck no.
Nah, a lot of those playgrounds now have those little rock climbing walls. You can use
I'll be dead before I even hit the goddamn trails.
You on that. Like one thing, once I have some time out here, I want to go mushroom hunting, real bad. You know, but I just have to find the time. I have to, you know, make the time for it too. You know, there's no doubt about that. Always make time for yourself, man. No matter what, always make time for yourself. Yeah, yo, physical activity really helps, man. It really, really does help. And I've been saying that since day one. Fucking go out and walk, go out. You know, that stuff does freaking help. Especially in that heat, you sweating, you like, all right, let me get to this corner right over here. You get to that corner, I feel all right. Let me get to this corner. Go to that corner. You know what I'm saying? You walking, you chilling, listening to music. Next thing you know, you walk 3 miles. You're like, oh, shit, I got to walk back. Walk back the 3 miles or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It really does. It really physical activity does take your mind off of a lot of things, yo. Seriously, and it helps a lot.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like I think that it's just like I've been avoiding it, I think.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing podcasts and I've been doing a lot of shit.
Sure.
So I've been avoiding it. I've been avoiding that mindset. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you still really got shit.
Yeah, it's hard. Try not to let those thoughts sneak up on you. See, you got the same brain as me. And what I literally like in my mind, I feel like I have to fight back thoughts.
Yes.
You know, I literally do. Like I picture a fucking dude with a sword, you know what I mean? Fighting these thoughts back sometimes, you know, and it's like, yo, yo, nope.
My dude got a blowtorch. He just nice. Shit, see? Firing some shit up. Yeah.
Damn, yeah, we're a Nintendo game. Yo.
We're more to combat and bitches.
Yeah, man. Nah, for real though, you know, it's a battle. I'm not gonna sit here and say that I've won every single battle about having thoughts, because I have not. But it is a constant battle. I'm not gonna preach off of my high rock or whatever like that, or testify or whatnot. But I know that it works for me. I know that I can sit here and literally think like of a dude fighting back a thought, you know, with his sword. And it helps. It really does help. It delays it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The thought still creeps back up, and then you you could decide from there. You want, should I think about this or should I not? You know, like like for me. Well, hold on. Right before I get into this story, I'll be right back. All right, let me just pause it real quick. Like for me, those thoughts are, you know, I just heard a story about my a loved one, and come to find out that this loved one was suicidal for a very long time, long before I heard about it. And supposedly this person, another loved one was very young and witnessed this other loved one try to commit suicide right in front of his face. He was shaving and he used a straight razor and he just went right across his throat. And it's crazy to me because it makes me think like, wow, you know, and I've talked about it here, like I've tried quite a few times and I can never understand why I would do something like that. Cause when I sit here and I look at you now, I stand, and I'll tell you, I'll never do that shit again. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is that doesn't mean I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. I think about it almost every day, you know? So when I hear that this loved one was going through the same thing and come to find out that, she still thinks about it every day to this day, and he's an old man now, You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said it. Shit. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But it goes to show, man, like, okay, that's my new battle. You know, my battle was to be better than my father, right? I feel like I'm better than my father. I hear this battle. Okay, now I want, that's my new battle. That's my new goal is to be better than that, because that's, you know, having a family member that's like that, which, you know, could possibly lead to you having the same symptoms. It's like, yo, this shit is crazy, man. Everything in my life makes sense now. And I've been processing this for the past week, bro. And it's like, holy shit. One, I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this. You know what I'm saying? Two, I can learn from it. Three, and it gives me an example. Well, I guess that's kind of two. It gives me an example to learn from. You know what I'm saying? So two and three together. But yo, man, it's been fucking crazy to me, though, man. It's been so heavy. So heavy on me.
Do you feel like, now finding that out, do you feel like it gives you some type of peace?
Yeah. Something came over me when I heard that. Like, oh.
Yeah. I think that does give you some sense of like, okay, that makes more sense now about why I'm so, you know, why I am today in a lot of my situations, where it's just like, I can just take myself out and nobody gives a fuck.
I would, so don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? And,
but I get the thought. I know, I understand the thought.
Yeah, and it's just, it's that, I haven't had a suicidal thought in a minute. Maybe because I have been doing this podcast.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I haven't had the anxiety because I don't really go out no more. I don't really go out, so I don't really have that much anxiety. But when I do go out, it's kind of more so like in the car.
Yeah, sure. In a bubble. I get it. Yeah. I live in my bubble because I work in my car all day, every day. I live in that bubble. Yeah. I understand it.
Yeah. So I haven't had anxiety in a minute. Depression.
That's good, man.
Damn, I haven't had a depression battle in a minute. But I think, like I said, I think my loneliness, it kicks in. Yeah, I think that probably will jumpstart all of that. But I think more so I've been angry. And that's probably why I haven't had all that.
What are you angry at?
I'm just angry at myself.
For what?
My life.
Why?
I felt like I'm not where I want to be.
That's okay.
None
of us are there.
But I think it kind of fucks with me a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm about to be 30. I'm just like pissed.
Yeah.
I'm mad. And I get irritated for just small shit. Mm-hmm. And I think I channel that into that. So I haven't had anxiety. I haven't had depression. I haven't had all that. Because I've been angry. I've been pissed. It's not anxiety. It's not depression. It's loneliness and it's anger.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I get it. Don't beat yourself up where you at in life.
Yeah.
Because I know you hear people say this a lot, and I don't mean it coming from me like in a negative way, but you are young. You know, you're still in your 20s, man. You got time, bro. There's time to change. There's time for big things to fucking happen. You know, there's people, you know, there's actresses and actors that never made it big until 50 or 60 years old. You know what I'm saying? And they've been acting for 20 or 30 years before that. You know, you got you have artists, fucking, you got George Bush selling motherfucking patents for $350,000, and he just learned how to fucking paint. You know what I mean? It's I mean, I know it's stupid, but my point is this: is that we didn't know he painted. He just started painting, and then and now he's selling his paintings. But what if he wasn't the president? What if he wasn't the president's son, and none of that? And he 70 years old, he decides to paint, and boom. Not saying the paintings are good, but I get, but they're pretty fucking good. Better than what I can do. But, you know, just understand, man, we keep working, we keep evolving, we keep getting better. You know, the you know, you said you were, you couldn't wait till you got your first apartment, you know what I'm saying, by yourself. But, you know, that goal should still be there. That needs to still be in the front, the forefront of your memory, of your mind, because, because once you get on your own, things open up and things become better for you. You know what I'm saying? Once you start paying your own bills, once you start motherfucking cooking your own meals and shit like that, you start actually taking, I forget it, the word just skipped out of my mind, but
responsibility.
Well, not just for taking charge of your life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you feel better about it. It makes you better. It makes you a better person. Believe it or not, you know, if you're introverted, you know, and you want your own apartment, you can sit there and play video games all day. Nobody gonna tell you shit. Who the fuck cares? You know what I'm saying? Or you can fucking, you know, come home or whatever it is. And, you know, if you want to go out, go out, go have a fucking beer or not that you do. But I'm just saying, you know, go to Hooters, go get some wings, look at some booty. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I bet in Houston they got some fat booties up in the Hooters over there. Shit. I already know. So, you know, there's so many great things out there, you know, and, you know, I know there was the money situation thing that's happening, and, you know, we don't have to talk about it, but, you know, just if, you know, just know I'm praying for you, bro. I hate the term pray, but I'm rooting for you flat out 100%. You know what I'm saying? And whatever you need, bro, you know I got you. If I got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I've shown you any other way. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you ever need some help with something, man, always hit me up. And, you know, I'm always going to be here regardless, yo.
Yeah, I know.
But just know, man, also, bro, that I know you feel down in the dumps right now and stuff like that. But, yo, it gets better, bro. It gets way better, man. It gets way better, yo. For real.
Yeah.
By the time we 60, bro, we're going to look back at this shit like, man, we was dumb as fuck, man. What the fuck are we thinking? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just, I need a kick in the ass. and I think that's it. You know what I'm saying? Just to, just to get me back into the mindset of like, it could be worse. And I think that's what I need, but you know.
I mean, that doesn't always help, but it is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be homeless. You could be sitting, you know, sleeping on the streets. You know what I'm saying? You could be struggling for a meal every motherfucking day.
Speaking of that, did you see people going at Joe Rogan?
Nah. What do you do now?
I think he said something about they should shoot the homeless or some shit.
Nah, he didn't say that.
That's what they saying he said, but yeah, I know he really didn't say that shit.
Nah, he didn't say it. He was talking about a book.
People turn shit and make it into he said that. I can't believe he said, shut the fuck up. I know he didn't say that shit. Yeah.
It's satire. He was referring it to a book that came out like in fucking 1920s. I forget the name of the book, but it talks about eating children.
Oliver Stone.
I don't know. I don't think so. But it was about eating children. We have a problem with overpopulation. We have a problem with, you know, not being able to feed everybody. Well, two birds with one stone. Eat kids. And he was comparing that to another article that he read. It was a book of straight up satire. It wasn't a real book. It's not like the guy really met E Kids. And just like the guy that he was referring to in the story, the guy wasn't talking about really shooting them. You know what I'm saying? Shooting the homeless. I don't even know if it was a book. It might have been like a mayoral candidate in San Francisco or something like that.
Yeah, but it's shit like that that gets me pissed off, because it's like, y'all take the one clip when he says some shit and you run with it. It's like, can you actually go pull up the whole fucking thing before you just say that shit?
Sure.
Before that's big, like the big headlines. It's like, God,
that's
damn,
just
bro.
It's just clickbait, and they're trying to destroy him because they can't.
Oh, no. People still listen to Joe Rogan like a motherfucker. Like, they thought that when he said nigga, and everybody's like, well, he said it. It's like, bro, that's not. Come on, bro. You got to find
what happened. You know what happened after that? His subscriber count went up 200,000 after that.
That's the problem. See, people are not smart. And I don't know if people understand this. The shit y'all try to cancel is the shit people run to. Mm-hmm.
That's what people want to hear.
Because now it's like, well, what the fuck did they say over there that made you want to go fuck over there their whole life and shit? I need to go see what the fuck going on. Maybe I can find something out. And you're not hurting them. That shit just makes no sense. Mm-hmm.
Nah. The dude from the owner of Spotify said, look, man, we're not going to sit here and edit music, rap, where they talk about robbing people and you know, selling drugs. We're not going to do that to music, so we're not going to do that to our podcast.
I mean, literally, motherfuckers, literally.
That's the reason
about
I don't
want to
leave Anchor. That's the reason I don't want to leave Anchor, because of him.
I had to leave Anchor. I had to get the fuck off Anchor. The motherfuckers tripping. But that motherfuckers tripping. But I think for me, man, it's just, man, I think for me, people going at anybody that you deem kind of destructive, I guess, in a sense. They want to get rid of.
Against the norm, or against the premeditated story, or the,
you know. Yeah, we talked about this just like last time. It's just like, y'all got to stop trying to make everybody into a box. You want them to be individuals, but you want them to also be kind of like programmed. So when you kind of go against the programming, that's when they come at you the most. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, Joe Rogan is a right winger. I don't see that. Right. I don't see that at all. I don't see that shit at all. He says certain things that lean right, but he also says a lot of shit, so he leans left. I don't know what the fuck you think. Like, that's what a person's supposed to be. Yes. I don't know. I don't understand how stupid this shit has gotten.
He's more in the middle. He's more in the middle than he likes to, and he may not realize it, but he's definitely a lot more in the middle. I like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. I like centrist.
And that's what everybody's
supposed to be. Right.
It's what everybody's supposed to be. Like Chris Rock says that. Chris Rock said that in the comedy special, like. He's like, if you hear you're already a conservative, you're a fucking idiot. If you're already a liberal, you're a fucking idiot. Anytime you agree with somebody before you actually hit a fucking situation, you're fucking dumb. You don't know no better.
Right.
And it's true. It's like, dude, you can't be leaning towards one and leaning to the, like, it's the stupidest shit in the world.
That's the only reason I'm not a fan of back into politics. Look at us. That's the only reason I'm not a fan of the two-party system. That's the only reason. Because you have to have these, you know, all these people that think this one thing, go to this side. All y'all think this, y'all need to go to this side. You know what I mean? I've never agreed with that. It shouldn't be black or white like that.
The craziest thing is, everybody's actually central. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in the middle. Everybody is in the middle.
More often than not.
You have more people. You have these maybe 5% people that might be super into the party that they're into.
Sure.
But mainly everybody just want to get money, food, protect their family,
and left the fuck alone,
and leave me the fuck alone. I'm good. Like, let me be all my fuck. That's it. Like, if you actually look, if you poll everybody, Everybody be like, do you actually give a fuck who's president? No, not really. I care less who the fuck is president. As
Yeah.
long as they leave me the fuck alone, I'm good.
Except when gas prices this high, it's like, yeah, fuck
Yeah, nigga, yeah, that dude,
that
that that.
when food is tripled and motherfucking the shelves are empty, yeah, fuck this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When gas started going to McDonald's prices, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Like, fuck this
Facts.
shit.
Shit, McDonald's went down. If you download the app, they're like, yo, shit, we'll hook you up. We'll give you some free shit.
Nigga, order the shit off the app, but can't drive to go get it because gas too
Uh-huh. Hell yeah.
hot. Hey, bro, can you mail that shit to me, dog? Can you, like,
I
zoom
know,
that
right?
shit quick?
Nah, they get motherfuckers like me to go pick it up and then only give me a
Yeah,
dollar and only give me a dollar tip. What kind of shit is that?
that shit
Oh
be fucked
man.
up,
Oh,
man.
that bothers me. Yo.
Yeah, I know, man, with that
A
shit, he's like,
non-tip,
okay.
yo, word is bond, a $1 tip is just as bad as a non-tip. You know what I'm saying? Yo, let's just keep that shit real. 20% or you can't afford it.
Yo, honestly, coming to your door like,
Yo, and I'm gonna say this with the risk
nigga,
of with running the risk that I'll get fired or taken off the platform. But I've shaken motherfuckers' foods up for no tip. I've done some shit, yo. I don't like piss or put any bodily fluids in anything of that kind of shit. Nope. But I will squeeze the fuck out of that styrofoam, and I will shake your shit up. And I hope that you didn't expect it to be separated from this little portion of the styrofoam to that, because this all gonna be in one spot. I'm gonna shake it up. And when I get to your crib, I'm just gonna drop it on the floor. I'm not even gonna place it. I'm just gonna drop it. However it falls, that's how I take the picture. I'll be fucking up though sometimes. I'll drop it real hard, but it's a meet at door, so you have to knock on the door and actually give it to them. I'll be throwing that shit down like, oh shit, I gotta pick that up. Hold up. Ding dong. There you go. Have a good day. Fuck that, man. I be getting pissed, yo.
I said, man. I said, just got kicked off.
I probably did. I didn't say the name. I didn't say the name.
Wow. I said, man,
Nah,
fuck you.
I
Oh, that
cuss like
shit.
that though,
Wow.
man. Yeah,
I get it,
facts.
though. I fucking get it. Yeah, man. I just, yeah, I, yeah. This is such a fucked up ass situation. Like, everybody got, like I always say, everybody got opinions but don't know how to fix the shit. It's like, you got opinions but don't know how to fix the shit. Like, if you don't want to listen to Joe Rogan, just turn the fucking dude off. It's very
Right,
simple.
no
The
doubt.
fact that you're trying to get this man the fuck out of here is like, dude, that's not happening. And if he gets canceled off the podcast, guess what's gonna happen? You still gonna hear him on UFC?
Yeah.
You realize he's like the fucking face of UFC outside of fucking Dana White. Like,
Facts.
the face of
Facts.
fucking UFC
Yeah.
outside of Dana White. You're gonna fucking hear him. I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure you're probably gonna fucking hear him.
Shit. He don't even need no more money, man. If you cancel him, take him off his platforms, fine. He'll figure something out. He's still got stand up for sure. But
This motherfucker, this
it don't
man is
matter,
literally.
you know what I'm saying? Podcast.
Somewhere in this world, Fear Factor is still running with the original Fear Factor. This
That's what I
motherfucker
was
was
gonna
the
bring
host.
up.
Like, this motherfucker. He's getting checks.
He goes on the flagrant two onto the set, walks onto the set, right? And Akash was like, "What are you doing with that fanny pack?" He was like, "Sh oh no, what do you have in that fanny pack?" He was like, "Oh, some weed, some cigars, and some Fear Factor money." Like, this
I'm
motherfucker still
fucking.
spending Fear Factor money, yo.
Hey, man. Shit.
Hell
It works though, shit. It's not like he's
yeah.
lying. It's
He's
not like he's
not
fucking
lying.
lying and shit.
He's
He's
not
making it.
lying, bro.
And that shit would be in rotation probably every other. Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember that shit, man. When I was a kid, that shit used to be. Even when it wasn't on, it was on.
Right. Exactly. Remember when Trump was on after that? When he had the Apprentice?
Oh my
Yo,
God.
it's so crazy. Well, you know, I don't want to I don't want to keep talking about it, but yo, it's just wild how, you know, he was looked up at one point, and then when he decided to become Republican, or yeah, I guess because he decided to become Republican and run for the Republican.
Did he really actually want to be a Republican? Motherfucker could have been a
Probably
Democrat.
Probably not. He could have been a Democrat.
This is how stupid people are. He could have easily been a Democrat.
Yeah, very easily.
I think it was like a certain thing about the Democrats. You can't be one or some. Yeah, like you couldn't. But yeah, he could have. He was supposed to be a Democrat. People don't even know that.
Right. Yep.
He could have been independent, which would have been even worse for motherfuckers. Because if he would have
voting for him would have been a waste.
It would have fucked up the whole situation.
It would have made the Democrats win, generally, straight up. That's what happened with Bill Clinton. It was George Bush Sr., Ross Perot, and Bill Clinton. And Ross Perot, he ran independent. I don't know if you know who Ross Perot is. He's real short, big ears. He used the term that them people. You hear somebody say, "What you mean, them people, or they people, or them?" You know what I mean?
It actually came from
Ross Perot.
Yeah, that sounds like you're gonna fly this era.
Yeah, no doubt.
It didn't fly then,
that's for sure. But what ended up happening is Ross Perot split the Republican vote, and that's how Bill Clinton won. That's probably why there'll never be a third candidate again, because of that.
Makes sense. Well, it depends if you don't really lean towards any side. Yeah. I think because the way you sound is like, he leaned more towards like Republican, but he wanted to run as a Republican, and it was just like, nah, you can't do that.
Yeah, because Bush.
Bush was still there, yeah.
He was running for his second term, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Yeah, so I think if you like in the middle, you don't really have like a Republican or a Democrat. You can just run.
Yeah, like that's true. You can run independently for sure. Joe Jorgensen. He did it, or her. I don't even remember if that's a dude or not. I think that is a dude, and he wanted to legalize weed, actually.
He didn't win? What the fuck?
I know, for real. Nah, I guess weed isn't important enough in this country yet.
It probably didn't. Now it's like...
that motherfucker big. That's a big ass beetle, yo.
Yeah. Yo, I was just ready to box that bitch.
Nah, you know what I think it is? You ever heard of a wood roach?
Ah! Oh,
see,
I just saw that shit. I saw that shit. No clue in the camera. The fuck is going on?
You saw the shadow, right?
Yeah.
I think it.
I just want to talk. I gotta really watch my fucking back. We're still getting canceled by Peter.
Oh shit. I think that's a wood roach, and they're attracted to the smell of beer. And that's where we all drink in here in the garage. And there's quite a few bottles here on the table. But they from outside, just like slugs, they get attracted to the smell of beer. Yeah. It ain't no New York German hood roach. It's a country roach that live out in the woods.
You might want to check that shit and see if that motherfucker really dead. That motherfucker be playing possum.
Hey, that motherfucker. If you see him coming over my shoulder, bro, you better tell me.
I'm like, yo, abort.
Nah, man, yo, don't ever feel lonely, man, especially when you got me. You can talk to me any motherfucking time, brother.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I know sometimes, man. You don't want to pick up that phone, you don't want to talk to nobody, but, you know.
Yeah.
I get it.
It'd be like that sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. All right, man. Let's get into the FMKs and stuff, but first let's do our plugs. After you, sir. How can people find you and all that good shit?
Here we go. Okay, brand new show. Got a new screen, if you didn't see. It's a new screen in the back of me. That's where you can find pretty much everything. Brandon Janu Show on social media platforms. All social media platforms. TikTok, Instagram. I got a Facebook page, Brandon Janu Show. And my YouTube channel, Brandon Janu Show. So all that, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Brandon Janu Show. Excuse me. Shout out to my family, Urban Boulevard. Hit up them. You can hit up the social media page, Urban Boulevard, blvd.co. That's a social media page. If you find something, it will connect you to that website, and you can buy something. If you like that and you buy it, 30% off. Use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off. That's Brandon.30 for 30% off. And also, like my brother RC said, top 10 list we did last night. It will be the first episode of next week. And like he also said, my 200 episode is officially out, 200 emotions. So go listen to that. And while you're at that, listen to Dreaming of the Past, which is the new episode out today. So go listen, go watch, go subscribe. And I think that's pretty much it. So Austin, what about you, man?
Yes. DarkTherapySession@gmail.com. Send us your FMKs. Would you rather just fucked up videos and wrong answers only? I almost forgot the last one. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Dark Therapy Session. Shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring us. We really appreciate that. Sign up, get 10% off your first month of online therapy. And that's it, yo. We would love that. And let's see, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff for that. Also, I'm on another podcast called the Skank Bang Podcast. New episode is out right now. It is called the 4th of July celebration. And I got really, 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 really drunk and
puked
on camera.
I see.
If y'all are into that kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. If y'all want to see it, y'all want to laugh, whatever the fuck, go watch it. The Skank Bank on YouTube. Go check that out. We really do appreciate that as well. Patreon.com/theskankbank. And also, while you're at it, patreon.com/RSA, join the Dark Therapy Session link. Get a free sticker of the logo after your first 3 months. And you'll get that. That's exclusive to that. Also, if you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, you'll get a free bottle of Retreat CBD mint tincture, 1,000 milligrams. So we'll pick one. We'll pick one every month that we'll read, and we'll be sending a bottle to. So we really do appreciate that. Two, I keep saying that shit, and I'm sick of hearing myself say that. So I'm just gonna pass it on to Brandon. Brandon, what else we got, man? I might have to let you bring in the show at least once or twice, man. I don't want to end it though. You do so well at ending the show. It'll just be a short show. I'll just sit in the background.
No, we're not. shout out Channel 82. So that's coming soon. Couple of exclusive episodes from Channel 82 from Dark Therapy Session. So y'all follow them on YouTube and all their social media platforms. Be prepared for that. That's coming soon.
Hell yeah. Yes, it is. All right. So
hold on. Do you want to do the video? Do you want to do the video, FMK? I think we need to save the FMK. I think we should do the video.
All right. Let's do the video.
Yeah, let's do the video.
Let's do the video. All right. So
I need to laugh.
Can you see that pretty well?
Yeah, I can see.
All right, let's play the video. Okay. Let's not. All right, so what we have here is just a cam footage of, I don't know, an apartment complex. And you see a guy walking, I guess, into his apartment when he's followed by 2-3 other guys. They're all talking, chilling. They don't look like they're being violent or anything like that. They just look like they're a little bit drunk, maybe just hanging out, just chilling. I'm gonna assume that they're all gay, mainly because of what's gonna happen here coming soon. Well, there's a man that sits on the railing, and as they're talking, there's the guy on the railing is a white shirt, and the guy in the red standing next to him. They're just having a conversation, chilling, talking, blase blah. And the red guy in the red goes in for a hug, and he acts like he's falling, and they actually do fall off the side of the building.
And it was so fucked up. He told me about this shit. I was like, yeah, it's something fucked up. I can see it. I saw it coming. I saw it coming.
Man, oh man. All right, I could tell they're a little tipsy, for real, for real.
Yeah, they fucked up.
But why would you sit on the fucking railing like that? All right, first and foremost, if you're tipsy, I'd be scared I'm going to fall, straight up. And then, you know, you got the guy in the red that wants to go in for a hug, and the guy in the white leans back like, catch me, I'm going to fall, ha-ha, and then they actually fucking do fall off the railing. It looks like to be about the second or third floor, so they fell a good 40 to 60 feet. You think they lived?
Yo, what if the two motherfuckers in the apartment was like, did they go falling again?
Oh, yeah. Where the fuck did they go? They disappeared.
Yo, hey, here they go with this bullshit again.
Fucking falling off buildings. Every time they want to kiss, they end up falling off a damn building.
There's no way in hell. Because that's not some shit you just do. Like you said, when you drunk, you don't just sit on a fucking railing.
Yeah, man.
You been doing that shit. So it's kind of like, you thought that shit was fun again. You was like, I'm good. You know, you'd be like, I'm good. Shit, I can move. I'm good. You did that shit.
Yeah. The other dude was like, what are you doing? No! Nah!
Once I saw the hands kind of both kind of was like, yeah, this is over. This is
no doubt. You know, I'm gonna bring some shit. That was
crazy.
That'll be inclusive and fucked up at the same time. Inclusive. The inclusive episode.
Nah, oh shit. Nah, hey. Hey.
Hey. Hell no, we can't name it that one. Not after that video. All right, man. Let's do the FMKs. This week's FMKs. Oh, yeah, brother. Oh shit. That's the video.
I did this to myself.
Yes, you did this to yourself. Yes, you did. And it's all your fault.
This is so my fault.
Alright, so this week's FMKs.
This is so my goddamn fault. Bring myself
just down a little bit. Eliza Dushku, Amelia Clark. And I forgot her name. Linda Cardellini. Mr. Brandon. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Okay, I gotta kill the mother of dragons. I gotta kill mother of dragons. I got to.
I can't believe you.
I'm not saying.
I cannot believe you.
This is one of those episodes, can I fuck her first and then kill her? This damn show, one of these episodes, you're like, can I fuck her first? They kill her, man? Like, do I gotta kill her like immediately? Like, I gotta, like, that. Hey, I get like 5 minutes. Like, I get like 5 minutes.
Right?
I gotta kill Amelia Clark, man. Don't do the pictures. This is not making it better, man. Stop it.
How about if I look up Game of Thrones?
Oh my god.
Nude scene. Would that help?
No, it will not. Stop it. Oh my god. This doesn't work. The only reason why I'm killing her, only reason, my childhood. That's it. I'm marrying Eliza. I'm marrying Eliza. That, like, when she was in, like, Bring It On. Mm-hmm. And then that's, she did. That's where I remember her from, yeah. The New Guy. Oh, my God.
Right.
The movie, The New Guy. Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. I was like, yo, this shit here.
She's fine. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I fell in love with her after that. I was like, yeah, ooh.
So that means you fucking Linda.
And I'm fucking her. I'm fucking off just off of, like, her being in, like, Scooby-Doo movies. She played Velma. Oh, she was so good in that shit.
She was,
I was like, ooh. Velma. No, not Velma. Yeah, she was Velma.
Nah, that was
the Daphne.
Daphne. No?
Daphne. Yeah, Daphne.
Okay. All right. I think you're right. Yeah, you're right. That's right. She, oh, my God. That's right. She was in there.
The fucking glasses.
That fucked up my whole shit now.
Yeah, them glasses and, boy, and that. Ooh, I was like, yep. I am, yep. That is, yep. I was like, yep.
Dick. All right, man. I'm gonna have to marry Mother of Dragons, man. Emilia Clarke, that's my woman right there. And she also came out not too long ago and said she likes chubby guys. So there you go. That's the one I'm marrying. So, and especially as good as she looked in Game of Thrones, not just when she's being raped by her husband.
Wow. Not
just those times.
Wow.
You know, when she's riding a dragon.
Wow.
You know, she looked good. Real good. I mean, don't get me wrong, she looked better when the tent caught on fire and she's there with the eggs and she's totally nude and, you know, she looked good, you know.
Straight nude.
Oh yeah. Looking thick. But in the right places too. I'm gonna have to kill Linda Cardellini. Yeah, man. She's a little older, basically. Not taking anything away from her because she's still fine as hell.
Fine. But I'm
going to have to fuck with these Eliza Dushku. I mean, she was the, even though she didn't play it all the time, or maybe she did, I don't know, but like that, she just seemed like that girl that was attainable but still fine as hell. She always played those characters like that, you know. So yeah, yo, I would have to fuck her, kill Linda, and marry Emilia Clarke.
Damn.
Yeah. Look. Oh my God. What?
Yeah. Oh my God, that picture. What the fuck? Mm. Come on, really?
Yeah, man. She's great.
So there you go. This is really not fucking helping. That is so not.
Let us know what y'all think. Let us know what y'all think about these FMKs, or you can send in your own or your phone fucked up video, or would you rather, and all that good stuff. And wrong answers only to darktherapysession@gmail.com. Hit us up. We'd appreciate it. Mr. Brandon, would you mind summarizing this crazy ass episode? I think we were both able to get at least something off of our chest. I can, you know, help a little bit from the little knowledge that I have in this so-called life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you did. You always do, man. So we talked about a lot of shit. A lot of shit. First things first. Leave Joe Rogan the fuck alone. that's like the first thing I have to say. Leave Joe Rogan the fuck alone. What the fuck did he do to y'all? What did he do? What did he do? Leave him the fuck alone. This man ain't do shit. Leave him alone. All right. Listen. I would hope more people have an RSA in their life like I do that would actually help them go through shit like this sometimes. and I hope I helped you, my brother.
Of course.
You know, but yeah, life right now for I think life right now for both of us kind of, that's the best I can say. You know what I'm saying? It's not really words, it's just like, I guess. I guess. And I think that even in that, man, even in our struggles, we still figure out a way to do this. And I leave a lot of times feeling better about a lot of shit after I leave doing this. So thank you for that.
Nah, brother, thank you.
Yeah. The video. Yo, that shit was.
I don't know. You know. It's inclusive.
I really do.
That's it.
I really do wonder if the motherfuckers in the apartment like, there they go falling again. Yeah. I really do wonder that shit.
Timmy, call 911. They fell again.
Yeah, that shit was like, what the fuck? Like, they just, yeah. That's when you just had. That's when you're too comfortable. That's when you're too comfortable. You think you know your surroundings, and then you fall off a 3-story foot fucking building. It's just
fucking terrible.
Oh, that shit's funny. FMKs. Listen, Mother of Dragons, I love you. I need you to know that I love you.
No, he don't. Love you. No, he don't. No, he don't.
Let me ruin my shot. Don't do that.
She like chubby guys. Remember.
FMKs, this was fucked up. I don't like doing this to myself. I be forgetting I gotta do this shit with him. I be sending him this shit. Yeah, I be like, yeah, I'm gonna get all I say with this. And then forget. Oh yeah, I gotta be in the room with him and do this shit with him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like,
I like that you keep challenging yourself though. That's good.
I don't like it. I don't like it because like I'm saying, I forget that I gotta do this shit with you. I'll be like, I'm gonna get all I say with this. Nope, I forget I gotta do this shit with you. I'm like, yeah, get the fuck. Yeah, but FMKs, all three of y'all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad if I walked in the room with them three.
I would not be mad. Mm-hmm. I would not be mad. Wouldn't be mad. Probably pray. I'll probably like pray that I got the stamina.
Yeah.
Probably pray that I got the stamina and be like, it's gonna be a good night. And then, just not a heart attack. Just not a heart attack. just not a heart attack.
There's no better way to go. There's no better way to go, bro.
It is not really a better way. Yeah. How he died happy. He died happy.
Yep.
I died happy. He died
damn
happy.
Damn right.
What a smile on his face. And like I always do, I don't know how to fucking say this. I guess it's called like the end notes. I guess I don't know how to fucking say this. But anyway, here we go. Listen. A lot of things in life we somehow, some way take for granted. I don't know why, but we do take a lot of shit for granted. And I'm starting to realize, like I said in a previous episode, I'm starting to realize we blame the past for a lot of shit instead of actually accrediting the past for what it actually has done for us. Sometimes we forget that. Yeah, situation was fucked up, but at the same time, do you still want to be in that situation, or are you happy that you're not in that situation anymore? Sometimes we forget that the past is actually there. The past is actually there where we can understand, okay, we're not that person anymore. And I'm pretty happy I'm not that person anymore. And I think we try to get back to what happened. Yeah, we try to get back to what happened in the past, but I think it's like, there's a reason for why.
Uh-oh. You froze, bro. You there? Yo.
We'll just wait a few minutes.
I kind of wanted to hear.
You hear me?
There you are. I hear you. Where you at? Hello? Oh, there it is. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out what his final thoughts are at a later date. Thank you so much for watching. We really do appreciate it. And I'm not good with these closings, but the session is now closed. Shout out to Brandon. Sorry we couldn't finish that out, but thank you so much for doing this podcast with me. Really do appreciate it. And we will see y'all next time. Peace.